Welcome to the Lent Meditation and Worship Series with Westside Church. Our hope is that this time can be a breath of fresh air as we journey towards Easter together. Let us start today by pausing for a moment and focusing our attention to Jesus. Let us be expectant of the movement of the Holy Spirit in our time together. If you are able to do so, close your eyes and hold out your hands in front of you. Take a deep breath in and out, and another in and out. One of the last and longest prayers of Jesus took place just days before his death. This week, we are continuing to take a deeper look at this prayer. John chapter 17, verses 13 through 19. Now I am coming to you. I told them many things while I was with them in this world, so they would be filled with my joy. I have given them your word. And the world hates them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but to keep them safe from the evil one. They do not belong to this world any more than I do. Make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. Just as you sent me into the world, I am sending them into the world. And I give myself as a holy sacrifice for them, so they can be made holy by your truth. Jesus continues praying for the disciples and believers, not that they would be taken out of this world, but to be kept from evil while they're still here. They were entrusted with a great work after Jesus' death and resurrection to carry on bringing the good news of Jesus to the ends of the earth. To bring glory to God and to help mankind. And then Jesus moves on to not only praying that they be kept from evil, but that they would be good. As believers, we are to be set apart. We do not belong to this world, and we are just visitors, and therefore we shouldn't look like the rest of the world looks. One of the reasons we've been adding in practices to each of these days is to build habits and disciplines. The process of sanctification and being made holy is one that looks a lot like what we've been doing for the last few weeks. It's a lot of bringing our stuff to God and asking for forgiveness again and receiving His grace again. Our faith and trust in Jesus should keep moving us forward, even when we fall back. His arms are always ready to receive us. Which of the practices from the last few weeks has been the most impactful or stuck with you the most? How can you incorporate these disciplines into your everyday life after Lent is over? Today we are going to finish up with a simple breath prayer to get us refocused and recentered and aligned with God the Father. We are His children, the sheep of His pasture. He makes us holy. breathe in and out deeply just a few times. As you breathe in, repeat these words, Father God. As you breathe out, repeat the words, I receive your grace. Let's breathe in, repeating, Father God. Breathing out, I receive your grace. Father God, I receive your grace. Father God, I receive your grace.
Where we have chosen our way over yours, forgive us. Closed off our hearts or our doors, Lord, help us. Jesus, unify our hearts. Jesus, knit together our hearts. Make us one like you. Make us one like you, bringing glory, honor, praise to you, bringing glory, honor, praise to you. Where we have chosen hatred or strife, Lord, help us. Where we have judged or condemned, oh Jesus, forgive us. Jesus, unify our hearts. Jesus, knit together our hearts. And make us one like you. Make us one like you, bringing glory, honor, praise to you, bringing glory, honor, praise to you. When they see us, may they know that we belong to you. When they see when they see us, may they know that we belong to you. When they see us, may they know your love for them is true. And make us one like you are one. Make us one like you. Glory, honor, praise to you, bringing glory, honor, praise to you.